啊，请我们来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
第五章。
Chapter five.
啊，以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians
5. 啊，第三节。
Verse 3. 请读。But among you there must not be either sexual immorality, impurity of any kind, or greed, as these are not fitting for the saints.
啊，这个地方说有几件事情啊，我们连提都不可。
Here are several things that we should not even mention.
啊，才和圣徒的体统。
For they are unfitting for the saints.
啊，我们教会里面有三个传统。
There are three traditions in our church.
啊，传统就是你到非洲、到亚洲、到欧洲，啊，都是一样的。
These traditions are the same regardless of which continent you're on.
种族不同，语言不同，文化相同，啊，文化不同。
We may differ in language, culture.
但是在教会里面的传统是一样的。
But within the church, the tradition should remain the same.
第一个传统就是道统。
The first tradition is one of the truth.
就是我们传的道是一直从使徒教会传下来，这是一致的。
It means that the truth that we believe in is consistent with what was left from the apostles' period.
神在末世借着圣灵启示建立真耶稣教会的。
It was revealed by the Lord Jesus through the Holy Spirit to establish through the true Jesus Church.
那这个道统以现在来讲就是我们的共信之道。
The system of truth is what we commonly refer to as the common faith.
有这么多不同的教会，主要是因为他们的道统不一样。
The reason why there are so many different churches is because they do not believe in the same truth.
圣经一样。
Though they share in the same Bible.
拜的神一样。
They believe in the same God.
信的耶稣一样。
They believe in the same Jesus.
但是道不一样。
However, their truth differs.
教会是真理的柱石跟根基。
The church is the pillar and foundation of the truth.
教会是建立在真理这个根基上。
For the church must be established upon the foundation of truth.
教会是扶持真理的一根柱子。
The church is the pillar which supports the truth.
所以全世界的道统是一样的。
So thus all the truth should all be identical.
魔鬼最大的计谋就是分裂教会。
The greatest scheme of Satan is to divide and conquer the churches.
分裂教会又简单又快速的方法就是传异端。
The quickest way to divide the church is to spread heresies.
如果有人站在讲台讲跟传统十大信条不同的道理。
If someone were to speak on the pulpit of a different truth from the ten basic beliefs,
那信徒就有人赞成，有人不赞成。
And there will be some members who agree, some disagree.
第一个心里就已经分两边了。
So first of all, you can see that there's a division of groups.
那接下去就变起来了。
And then the difference will follow.
一旦变起来，就变成两边了，就分裂了。
And once this takes place, then you will see a division of two groups.
所以真耶稣教会的道统一定要维持。
Thus, the tradition of the truth in TJC must be upheld.
这个是我们大家的共信之道。
For this is our common belief.
第二个是灵统。
Second is the tradition of spirit.
我们真耶稣教会有圣灵的同在。
TJC has the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
现在全世界的基督教派里面越来越多人要求圣灵。
Within the Christendom, there are more and more people pursuing after the Holy Spirit.
因为《使徒行传》读来读去，就是有圣灵降临这一回事，没有办法否定。
Because however you read the Book of Acts, there is the existence of the Holy Spirit that's undeniable.
但是有的教会对求圣灵这件事情，他不反对也不赞成。
But for some churches,
也不鼓励。
When it comes to Holy Spirit, they do not deny it, nor do they condone the pursuit of it.
那为什么不反对？因为圣经确实有这一回事。
Why don't they disagree? Because the Bible does record this incident.
那为什么他不鼓励？
Why is it they do not encourage it?
因为他们没有辩证的能力。
Because they have no differentiation ability.
在所谓五旬节运动求圣灵里面，有很多很奇怪的现象。
In the pursuit of the Holy Spirit, there appears to be many strange phenomena.
比方说得圣灵会倒下去的。
For instance, when the Pentecostal churches people receive Holy Spirit, they will fall down.
啊，以前在多伦多有一个教派啊，那牧师很厉害啊，啊，他一按手就会让人大笑不止。
Previously in Toronto, there was a minister who was able to lay a hand on a person, and he immediately that person would break out into laughter without ceasing.
那笑不是很好吗？
Isn't it good to laugh?
但是问题是不会停啊。
But the problem is he could not stop.
所以很多人看到灵恩运动的很多奇怪的现象，就对这个灵界产生一种敬而远之的态度。
So after a lot of people come across this kind of strange phenomenon in the pursuit of the Holy Spirit, they began to shy away from pursuit of Holy Spirit.
但是我们教会从建立的第一天开始是圣灵建立的。
But beginning from day one of True Jesus Church, it was established by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就有这种灵界辨证的能力。
So we have this ability to discern what is truth and false spirit.
比方说，彼得告到哥尼流的家。
For instance, when Peter went to Cornelius' house,
到最后决定要不要给他洗礼是怎么决定的？
In the final analysis, how did he decide whether to baptize Cornelius' family?
虽然哥尼流也看异象，彼得也看异象，两个异象凑起来就是福音要传给外邦人。
Both Peter and Cornelius both saw visions, and these, when you combine the visions together, it was a clear message to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
那彼得正在讲道，圣灵就降下来。
While Peter was still delivering sermon, the Holy Spirit descended.
然后圣经说他得的圣灵跟我们一样。
And then the Bible records that they received the Holy Spirit just as we have.
这个叫做灵统。
So this is a consistency in Holy Spirit.
他讲方言那种得圣灵的表现感觉一样。
The way they receive Holy Spirit and the tongue that they express are all identical.
这很奇妙的，我们到非洲去哦，就教他们求圣灵。
And this is very miraculous because when we went to Africa, we teach the members how to pray for Holy Spirit.
就是教他们这些真理。
And we teach them the truth.
然后教他念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And taught them to say Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
那我们本身都不要出声。
And we ourselves did not say anything.
那看他们得圣灵到底怎么一回事。
And we witnessed for ourselves how they received the Holy Spirit.
因为如果我们大声祷告，有时候他学我们呢。
Because if we were to pray loudly, maybe they will imitate us.
但是很奇妙，他得圣灵跟我们这里祷告一样。
But very miraculously, the way they receive Holy Spirit is identical to our experience.
那祷告完觉得很喜乐，很平安。
After they pray, they are very joyful and peaceful.
内心得到安慰。
They are confident in heart.
完了，我们就知道这个灵统一样。这个灵一样。
So we know that the spirit is one and of the same.
这个真耶稣教的传统，全世界灵统一样。
So this tradition of the Holy Spirit is the same regardless of whichever country you go to.
那在以弗所书第三章还提到另外一种叫做体统。这个英文不是这样，我翻了。体统就是说，这个信徒的生活方式、言语、行为、谈吐，都一样。
And there's another tradition, which is the conducts which are befitting for saints.
所以啊，我们在传福音的时候要解决一个很难解决的问题，就是文化不同。
One of the hardest part about preaching the gospel is because we share different cultures.
如果我们一直强调文化不同，强调它的不同，要找一个解决方案，是死路一条，找不到。
If we continue to emphasize and strive to find a resolution, and in reconciling the cultural differences, it's a dead end.
那文化不同要怎么解决？
So how do we take care of this cultural difference?
我们看第五章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 1.
你们要效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，
therefore,
也要凭爱心行事。
Therefore, be imitator of God as dear children and walk in love.
所以有一个方法可以解决文化的不同。
There is one resolution to reconcile the cultural differences.
就是效法神。
Which is to imitate God.
把神当中心。
We put God as our central theme.
我们大家来认识他，来模仿他，这样来讲话、说话、生活，这样来表现我们的行为。
Place God as the core of our life, and we imitate him, and how we walk, how we speak, how we think.
那接下去就是凭爱心行事。
And then we need to practice love.
神的爱是不分犹太人、希腊人。
For God's love does not differentiate between Jews and non-Jews.
不分 自主的、为奴的、当老板、当雇员的。
It does not differentiate a boss or employees, masters with slaves.
不分男的跟女的。
It does not differentiate male or female.
在基督的爱，全部都接纳。
Because within the love of Christ, everyone is accommodated.
但是教会以外都是在分的。
But outside of the church, everyone separates.
你跟我有什么不同？
What's the difference between you and I?
只有在基督里面。把它接纳起来。
It's only within Christ that we can be reconciled.
所以，如果我们强调效法神，强调凭神的爱来行事，那种族文化的不同就渐渐可以创造新的文化来容纳不同的人。
So if we emphasize on imitating God and walking in love, then we are able to overcome the cultural differences and to make a new culture.
那这个新的文化到最后就变成我们教会的体统。
This new culture would then become a new tradition for our church.
那我们就会发现说，哎，这个教会不一样。
Then we will discover this church is different.
因为社会有社会的传统，教会有教会的体统。
For the society has its own custom, so and the church has its own custom.
有一些一样，但是也有很一些很不一样的地方。
There may be similarities, but also differences.
好，那在这里提到这个体统，它提到什么？
What does it say concerning what is befitting?
如果我们看第三节。
If we read verse 3,
淫乱、污秽、贪心，在中间连提都不可。
But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you.
连提都不可。
Don't even mention it.
这个叫做我们的体统，我们的传统。
So this should be a tradition that we should espouse.
那如果我们有这样的体统，这样的传统长大，
If we grow up under this kind of tradition,
我们就跟一般社会上人在交往，我们就很会觉得真的是差很多。
And the way we interact with people outside of church, we'll discover there's quite a bit of difference.
或者说，我们在社会上长大都没有信耶稣的，现在要来信耶稣，就觉得说，这个差太多，真的要很大的努力。
Or let's say if we were not brought up under Christ, and we now come into the household of Christ, we have to strive hard to get used to the system.
因为这里讲连提都不可，那这样才能够和圣徒的体统。
Because it mentions here that we should not even name this kind of things in order to be fitting for a saint.
黄色笑话，脏的东西，污秽的电影，污秽的地方，连提都不准。
For instance, dirty jokes or pornographic material, anything of this nature should not even be mentioned.
好，我们来看看为什么这么严厉呢？
So why is it that God is so strict?
第五节。
Verse 5. For this you know that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.
好，这个第五节特别提到说，淫乱的、污秽的、贪心，在基督和神的国是无份的。
Verse 5 especially mentions that no fornicator, unclean person, covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.
那这个淫乱污秽我们比较容易了解，因为神是圣洁的。
Fornication and uncleanness is easier to understand, for God is holy.
那贪心跟神的国无份，这个是怎么讲？
But what about this covetousness or greediness? What does it mean that it has no inheritance in God?
第五节说，贪心就跟拜偶像一样。
Verse 5 tells us that covetous is equal to being an idolater.
我们才知道说，为什么贪心没有跟神的国无份，就跟拜偶像一样。
So now we realize why being covetous has no inheritance in the kingdom of God because it's equal to idolatry.
为什么贪心跟拜偶像一样？
Why is it covetousness equal to idolatry?
因为贪心就不是把钱提高比神还高，那这个就是偶像。
Being covetous means that we elevate money above God, and which means it will become our God.
所以神的诫命变成参考用的。
Then God's commandment will become a reference.
那最重要决定因素是钱呢。
In the final analysis, the most determining factor becomes money.
那这样就变成拜偶像一样。
And that would be equating to worshiping idol.
所以我们就知道这个圣徒的体统真的是在圣经里面是很重要的。
So we know that it's important to strive for the conduct of being a saint.
我们看第六节。
Verse 6. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience.
这个地方讲了，不要被虚浮的话欺哄。
Don't let anyone deceive you with empty words.
然后，因为这些是神的愤怒要临到那悖逆之子。
For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience.
好，那我们现在就回到我们这个礼拜的读经进度，哥林多前书来看哦。我们这里讲提都不可，那现在是不可做，更进一步。
So that's a reference of 1 Corinthians to see
不可做。
To see that these are things that we should not even do.
啊，不但不可提，连做都不可以。
We should not even mention and do not even do it.
好，我们现在来看哥林多前书的第五章。
First Corinthians chapter 5,
第一节
verse 1. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and such sexual immorality as is not even named among the Gentiles, that a man has his father's wife.
这个地方说，在哥林多教会有淫乱的事。
That there is sexual immorality reported in the church of Corinth.
哥林多是一个海港。
The city of Corinth is a sea harbor.
四面八方的人马都在那里聚集。
So people from all over the place gather in that very place.
而且文化相当发达。
And the culture is quite advanced.
生活水准相当高。
And they enjoy high living standards.
但是道德也相当腐化。
But their morals are quite corrupt.
那保罗就传福音到哥林多教会。
And Paul preached the gospel to the church of Corinth.
那这些在世俗上的传统生活的人，现在要来过一个敬拜神的生活是很大很大的挣扎。
And it was a great struggle for the people who were used to the ways of this world to now live under the way of God.
好，那现在教会发生一件事情哦，就是娶继母。
Now there is an issue which took place in the church, which is a person marrying his father's wife.
哦，那很可能在当时的社会这个发生过，大家也觉得。常常发生就觉得不觉得怎样。
And maybe in those days, in the society, this is a common happenstance, so people don't really think much about it.
但是保罗怎么来看这件事情
？What does Paul say about this event?
我看第二节。
Verse 2. And you are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he who has done this deed might be taken away from among you.
这里说你们还是自高自大，不哀痛，把行这样事人从我们这边赶出去。
You are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he who has done this deed might be taken away from among you.
为什么叫做自高自大？
What does it mean to be puffed up?
把人的意见摆高于神的旨意，这个叫做自高自大。
When we place human will above God's will, that is a definition of being puffed up.
那娶继母这个有时候连外邦人都没有做的。
To marry a father's house, a wife, is something that is doesn't even happen in among the Gentiles.
可能是碍于人情，可能是碍于什么关系，可能是碍于某种因素，大家就没有行动了。
Maybe for whatever reason, out of interpersonal relationships, people just didn't do anything about this event.
那神不喜欢的事情，大家也没有做什么。
And even though this is something that is detestable to God, nobody did anything about it.
这样就是自高自大，因为把神的旨意当参考嘛。
This is equating to being puffed up because now they have considered God's commandment as merely a reference.
那为什么这样的事情一定要采取行动？
So why is it that for this kind of event, some action has to be taken?
我们看第五章的第六节。
Let's read chapter 5 verse 6. Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump?
第七节。
7. Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed, Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us.
所以这个第六节说，你们这个自夸是不好的。
Verse 6 says that your boasting is not good.
那这个自夸是什么？
What is this boasting?
就是刚刚我们读的第一章跟第一节跟第二节，它就是自高自大。
This is what we just read in verse 1 and verse 2, which is being puffed up.
没有把娶继母的人赶出去。
They did not cast out this person who married his father's wife.
为什么？
Why?
因为这是好像笑一样。
Because this is like a leaven.
一点面笑能够使全团发起来。
A small amount of yeast can leaven the whole lump.
那第七节，你们是无效的面。
Verse 7, that you truly are unleavened.
所以要把旧笑除净。
Therefore, you must purge out the old leaven.
笑就是代表罪。
Leaven equals sin.
主耶稣把我们的罪洁净了，所以我们是圣洁无效。
Lord Jesus has washed away our sin, thus we are sanctified and holy. We are without leaven.
那现在犯这么严重的罪，没有处理就是笑。
Now there is such a serious offense, but nobody does anything about it, and we are leaving it to leaven.
那久而久之，会整个教会全团这个信徒的道体统会受影响。
after a while, this event will affect the tradition and what is befitting for the saints in the church.
啊，那也没有关系啊，你看，不是他不是好，还是好好的吗？
And people might say it's no big deal. See, everything is just fine and dandy.
哦，所以当这个罪会变成孝的时候，教会就一定要处理。
So if a sin will act like a leaven, then church must take steps.
哇，这是圣经的教训。
For this is the church's. This is a biblical teaching.
要保持教会的圣洁。
We are to maintain the sanctity of the church.
因为教会是无罪的。
For the church is without sin.
好，那要怎么处理？
So how do we take steps?
第五节。
Verse 5. Deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus.
好，所以说要把这样的人交给撒旦，败坏他肉体，使他灵魂可以得救。
We deliver such person to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved.
这个是翻译上有一点出入。
There is some discrepancy in the interpretation.
他真正的意思是要把属肉体的人啊交给撒旦。
The actual interpretation should be, the actual meaning should be, to render the fleshly being to Satan.
啊，让属灵的人可以得救。
So those who are spiritual may be saved.
所以这个犯这么严重的人，这个已经属肉体了，在主耶稣的权柄之下，就交给撒旦。
Since this person has committed such grievous offense, we should hand him over to Satan.
那就是跟他跟神的关系了，跟教会没有关系。
So that's his own matter between him and God. It has nothing to do with church.
那可以保持整团这些属灵没有犯罪的人。在主耶稣再来的时候可以得救。
And we do this in order that the people who are spiritual, who belong to Christ, may be saved at the time of the Lord Jesus coming.
哦，所以教会的这个体统就是教会要圣洁。
So the tradition of the church is that we must maintain holiness within church.
好，那接下去他就提到，我们看第五章第九节。
And chapter 5, verse 9 says, I write to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people.
第十节.
Verse 10, yet I certainly do not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world, what with the covetous or extortioner or idolater, since then you would need to go out of the world.
如果我们只是说不可以与淫乱的人相交,
if we merely say that do not associate with the sexually immoral people,
第十节, 这样你除非离开世界就躲到山上去住了。
Verse 10, then you have to get out of this world or become a hermit.
那这个时候不可与淫乱人相交什么意思？
What does it mean that do not associate with the sexually immoral people?
就是在教会里面已经犯了淫乱的罪不愿意悔改的人。
It means the people who are within the church and have committed grievous sins and refuse to repent.
不愿意悔改就会变成孝。
If they refuse to repent, then it will become a yeast.
那悔改的表现是什么？
What is the behavior or conduct of a repentant person?
一旦一个人承认我犯了这么严重，我是罪人。
Once a person is penitent of what he had done and admit to his sins,
我现在的得救要靠神特别的怜悯。
Now he is seeking for special mercy from God.
那这样的人会非常的谦卑。
Then this type of person will become very humble.
因为他知道自己犯的罪很重。
For he realizes the gravity of his sins.
那在教会里面很安静地顺服教会的决定。
And he will be very submissive to the decisions of the church.
这是悔改的一个表现。
This is a penitent reflection.
那如果不愿意悔改。
But if a person is unpenitent,
这就会变成孝。
Then he will become an east.
那这样我们就不可与这样的人来相交。
Then we are not to associate with this type of person.
所以不是说淫乱的人全部都不可以相交，是不悔改的。
So it doesn't mean that we are not to associate with any of the sexually immoral people, but those who are unrepentant.
我们再来回来看第六章。
Let's read chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse 9. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites.
第十节。
10. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God.
第十一节。
11. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
所以第十一节说，你们中间也有人从前是这样。
11 says, such were some of you previously.
从前就是还没有洗礼以前啊。
Previously meaning that before baptism.
那是怎样?
How were people like before then?
就是不义。
They were unrighteous.
那不义是什么？
What does it mean to be unrighteous?
下就举出第一个就是淫乱。
First example is fornicator.
第二，拜偶像。
Idolater.
奸淫。
Adulterer.
做娈童。
Homosexuals.
青男色，就是现在同性恋。
And sodomites, which is the gay people of the present world.
偷窃的、贪心的、醉酒的。
Nor thieves, covetous, drunkards, or revilers.
这样是跟神的国没有份的。
Such people will have no inheritance in the kingdom of God.
那现在信了主耶稣，这些都过去了。
And after believing in Christ, everything has become past.
不可以再回去过那一种的生活方式。
So we should never go back to live that kind of lifestyle.
那这需要很大的努力。
This requires great endeavors.
对一个已经守律法人来说，
to a person who already observed the laws,
好像十条诫命，
just like Ten Commandments,
有等于没有，因为我已经不会去犯了。
Knowing that it's there, that is equal to not having it, because they already would not commit this kind of offenses.
比方说你开车都开每个小时60迈。
For instance, let's say you're driving, you're law-abiding citizen driving at 60 miles per hour.
速度限制65迈，这个限制对我们来讲是没有什么作用的，因为我只开60迈。
And let's say now the speed limit is 65 miles per hour, then to you it has no effect because you always drive at 60 miles per hour.
十条诫命，我们常常在神里面努力到最后，这已经变自然的一部分，有跟没有变成一样了。
For the Ten Commandments, if we often practice these Ten Commandments, then it's become a natural part of our life and has no difference on us.
所以我们觉得很自由，十条诫命不会捆绑我们，因为我们已经习惯了。
We will feel very liberated because it's already part of ingrained in us.
所以在外面看起来，你们这个标准这么高，这个怎么得了？
So for an outsider, they may consider, how come your standards are so high?
但对我们来讲，这个本来就这样，我们也没有觉得什么标准高。
But for us, we do not consider it to be a very high standard because we already practice it on a daily basis.
现在就是从外面的生活方式习惯的，要进到这里来，这个要一段努力啊。
But as for the people who are used to the ways of this world and now want to come into Christ, will take some effort in getting used to.
那过了几年努力之后，你发现，这个也不会捆绑我，因为我已经习惯不会这样了。
After a few years of practicing God's commands, then it will no longer become a bondage to you because you're used to it.
那这样就自由了。
Then you're now freed.
所以基督里面的自由是把我们提升到神的标准以后的那一种自由。
The freedom in Christ is after our spirituality has been elevated to God's standard, now we are freed.
那这种自由让我们离开罪。
This kind of liberty would bring us away from sin.
享受主同在的平安跟喜乐。
To enjoy the peace and grace of God.
但是要提升这么高的标准需要一段时间的努力。
But in order to achieve that kind of high standard of spirituality, it requires effort.
但是如果我们信耶稣以后，
But if after we believe in Jesus Christ,
这个标准没有提高，
we did not elevate our spirituality.
我们还是停留世界的标准，
we maintain our worldly standard.
跟人谈一些污秽的事情，去看污秽的电影，
we speak dirty jokes and watch dirty movies.
那神就不会跟我们同在啊。
Then God will not abide with us anymore.
那我们就发现圣经里面讲的什么平安喜乐，我什么都没有体验到。
And then we'll discover we never enjoy any of the peace and joy that is described in the Bible.
那为什么我什么都没有体验到？
How come we never experience any of it?
因为神没有与我同在。
Because God is not abiding with us.
为什么神没有与我同在？
Why doesn't God abide with me?
因为我的自由还是世界上的自由。
Because my freedom is still one that belongs to the world.
而不是提升到神的标准那么高的自由。
We did not elevate our freedom to the standard of God.
所以我们圣徒的体统其实是一种自由。
So the tradition of a saint is really a liberty.
那从世界上的传统进到世界的体统，要有一番的认真的祷告，认真的追求。
To move from the worldly standard into the church's standard requires a certain period of prayer and effort.
好，那要怎么才能够避免淫乱？
So what can we do in order to avoid fornication?
我们看哥林多前书第七章。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
第二节。
Verse 2. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife and let each woman have her own husband.
这里说为了避免淫乱的事，个人有自己的妻子，女子也有各自的丈夫，就是要结婚。
To avoid sexual immorality, each person should get married.
所以结婚其中一个功用就是避免淫乱。
So one of the functions in marriage is to avoid sexual immorality.
因此在现在这么乱的社会里面,
in this day of an immoral society,
如果我们的子女学校毕业有工作能够自己独立可以鼓励他们尽早结婚。
If our children have graduated and found job and can sustain their life, we need to encourage them to get married.
虽然外面的人讲他三十岁结婚，三十五岁结婚。
Even though people outside the church may say they get married at 30 or 35.
但是夫妻这种肉体关系从青少年就开始了。
But the fleshly relationship has already started in the teenage years.
但是对我们信主来讲不是这样。
But for us believers of Christ, we hold to a different standard.
结婚以后才有夫妻的生活。
It's only after marriage that we can live a life of husband and wife.
所以为着避免淫乱，在小孩子能够成熟长大就可以结婚。
To avoid sexual immorality, as soon as our children becomes mature, they can sustain their lives, they should get married.
不要加上一些人为的条件。
We should not add to it any kind of human conditions.
你要有经济基础，你才能结婚。
You need to be financially viable.
你要有房子，你才能结婚。
You need to have a house in order to get married.
这些条件圣经没有的。
All of these conditions cannot be found in the Bible.
两个人努力生活，能够独立就可以结婚。
If two people can work together to strive for their livelihood, then they can get married.
那这样会避免很多淫乱的事情。
And this will help them avoid a lot of sexual immorality.
那对已经结婚的要怎么避免淫乱？因为淫乱不只是没有结婚，有时候结婚的也有淫乱。
As for the married people, how do they avoid sexual immorality? Because sexual immorality is not just for the unmarried, but also for the married.
我看第三节。
Verse 3, let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband.
第四节。
For the wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does.
所以这个第三节、第四节就是，既然结婚，就要满足彼此的需要。
Verse 3 and 4 tells us that since husband and wife have gotten married, they have to satisfy each other's needs.
有肉体的需要，也有心灵的需要。
There's physical as well as emotional needs.
那这两个得到满足，就不会跑到外面去跑出婚外情。
So if they are satisfied both in these two aspects, then they would no longer go astray in their marriage.
那如果这两个有一个没有得到满足，就会跑到外面去找满足。
If they cannot be satisfied in these two regards, then they will go outside for satisfaction.
所以我们要怎么建立一个非常圆满大家能够很融合的这个婚姻，这是需要努力的。
So in order to attain a peace and harmonious family marriage, it requires certain endeavors.
这样就能够避免淫乱的事情发生。
And this will help us avoid sexual immorality.
那从第八节开始。
Beginning from verse 8.
就提到寡妇。
It speaks of the widows.
第九节，请读。
And verse 9. But I say to the unmarried and to the widows, it is good for them if they remain even as I am. But if they cannot exercise self-control, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn with passion.
所以，除非一个人有独身的恩赐不然既然变成寡妇了就可以结婚。
Unless a person has the gift to remain a single, otherwise they should get married when they become widow.
这是在圣经里面对我们婚姻的一个指导。
So these are some biblical guidance concerning marriage.
那在什么样的情况下可以离婚？
Under what kind of circumstances can we divorce?
在这个第七章里面也有提到。
Chapter 7 also touches upon this.
我们看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11. But even if she does depart,
第十节开始。
Beginning from verse 10. Now to the married I command, yet not I but the Lord,A wife is not to depart from her husband, 11, but even if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, and a husband is not to divorce his wife.
十一节，已经读了这个地方讲如果他已经结婚了，在主里面妻子就不可以离开丈夫。
So it says here that if a person has already married, a wife is not to depart from her husband.
十一节
，11.
若离开了，不可再嫁。
If she does get divorced, then she should remain unmarried.
所以离婚只有一个情况允许，但不是鼓励的，就是配偶犯奸淫。
There is only one condition to to allowing divorce, which is when your spouse has committed infidelity.
但是不是鼓励的。
But this is not something we condone, we encourage.
因为婚姻破裂对子女也是一个很大的伤害。
Because a broken family will cause a great harm to the children.
但是是可以考虑的。
But it's something that can be considered.
但是如果不是这样的原因,
but if it isn't because of this reason,
就不能离婚再婚。
Then we cannot divorce and get remarried.
这是圣经里面的, 教训。
For this is a biblical teaching.
那还有一个, 就是配偶因为信仰不同, 要求离开。
Another condition is when the spouses have a different kind of faith and they request, one party requests to divorce.
但是圣经里面接下去也有讲, 那个配偶可以因为先生或者因为太太成为圣洁, 14节。
Verse 14 also tells us that the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife.
这什么意思?
What does this mean?
因为如果住在一起信仰不同,一直感动他,感化他,带他来信主,受洗就变成圣洁了。
Because the unbelieving spouse may be moved later through prayer or through the movement of the Holy Spirit or later be baptized and be sanctified. Verse 16. For how do you know, O wife, whether you will save your husband, or how do you know, O husband, whether you will save your wife?
所以这里就在讲,妻子可以救丈夫,丈夫也可以救妻子,就是我们信主以后,我们的配偶还没有信主,不要因为信仰不同就找一个理由把他离婚。
So it's telling us here that if your spouse is unbeliever, we should not use that as an excuse to get divorced.
我们还是有可能靠着神的帮助把他带来信主。
Because there is still possibility that with the help of God that we can bring the other unbelieving party to believe in God.
所以在哥林多前书里面, 圣经提供一个答案怎么来减少, 教会里面淫乱的事情。
So 1 Corinthians gives us solutions as to how to minimize the sexual immorality within the church.
这是信徒的体统。
For this is the tradition of the believers.
我们的生活方式。
And the way that we conduct our lives.
好,那我们现在看, 哥林多前书第六章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unrighteous and not before the saints.
第二节。
Verse 2, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters?
这个第六章的第一节到第八节就是在讲,有的信徒就在当时,就告到今天的法院去。
Chapter 6, verse 1 to 8, describe of a condition where the believers at the time were suing each other.
这样可以不可以呢?
Is that allowable?
那如果在社会上来说,
And speaking from the society's perspective,
当然这是可以的, 这是你的权利。
Of course, this is allowable because this is your privilege.
但是我们回到圣徒的体统,
but if we were to be brought, bring this matter under the system of the saints,
如果信徒之间, 是指着信徒之间, 有纷争, 不应该告到法院去。
If within the believers, we have some sort of dispute, we should not bring each other to court.
它的原因有两个。
There are two reasons.
第一个,
First,
我们跟主耶稣一起作王, 将来我们要审判世界的。
For we as saints will judge the world in the future with God.
审判的时候我们跟主耶稣一起作王, 要审判世界。
And during the judgment time, we will reign with the Lord Jesus as king to judge the world.
那你告到世界去, 就变成叫一个人, 将来我们要审判的人来审判我们。
If we were to bring the lawsuit into the world, then we are telling the people who we are going to judge in the future to preside over us as judge.
那这是神的羞耻。
And this will be a shame to God.
这是第一个原因。
This is the first reason.
第二个原因。
Second.
我们看, 第六节跟第七节。
Verse 6 and 7. But brother goes to law against each other, and that before unbelievers. Now, therefore, it is already an utter failure for you that you go to law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated?
这个第七节特别说,你为什么不愿意情愿受欺,为什么不愿意情愿吃亏呢?
7 emphasizes by saying, why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourself be cheated?
所以有人要告到法院,就是我被占便宜了,我一定要到法院求个公道。
A person would bring another person to lawsuit is because he felt wronged or being taken advantage of, and he needs to right the wrong.
但是我们不能告到法院，另外原因就是我们应该学习啊吃亏啊。
But the second reason why
情愿吃亏。
The second reason why we should not bring another member to court is because we should learn to suffer wrong instead.
但这要有信心啊。
But this requires faith.
亚伯拉罕跟他的侄儿罗德两个纷争。
When Abraham and his nephew Lot had some sort of dissension,
亚伯兰是一个属灵人。
Abraham was a spiritual man.
他说我们是骨肉啊。
He says that we are flesh and blood.
那我们怎么可以相争呢？
How can we fight amongst each other?
你先选，你向左边，我就向右边。
You can make your first choice. Whatever you pick, I will go to the opposite direction.
那罗德选择最好的。
And Lot chose the best land.
看起来像伊甸园。
Which looked like a garden of Eden.
那亚伯兰看起来就吃亏了，因为他赐好的给他嘛。
So Abraham seems like he suffered, he was taken advantage of because the best portion was taken by Lot.
当罗德搬走以后，
But after Lot moved away,
神就向亚伯兰显现。
God appeared to Abraham.
我要祝福你。
I'm going to bless you.
你起来看。
You get up and look.
你看到我都要给你。
Whatever you see, it will be given to you.
你只起来走。
Why don't you get up and walk?
你走过的我都要给你。
Wherever you walk, everything will be given to you.
所以情愿吃亏最重要的原因是因为如果我们做的神喜欢，神会祝福啊。
So the greatest reason why we should rather suffer wrong and be cheated is because whatever we do is to please God and God will bless us ultimately.
这要信心啊。
But this requires faith.
所以告到法院就是对神没有信心。
And thus, if we were to bring a lawsuit to the common court, it means we show a lack of faith in God.
因为吃亏神会祝福。
Because if we were to suffer wrong and be cheated, God will bless us.
我信不下，所以我要到那个外邦人去找个公平。
I cannot believe in this, thus I will go to the Gentiles and seek for justice.
这是第二个原因。
This is the second reason.
第三个原因。
Third reason.
第八节。
Verse 8. No, you yourselves do wrong and cheat, and you do these things to your brethren.
更可能的一个原因啊，这个告人的本人啊，他是欺负人的人。
And quite possibly the person who's bringing the lawsuit is the one who's the cheater and who's wronging others.
所以他找一个最有厉害的律师，他也可以弄到赢啊。
So if he found a very powerful attorney, he can also win the court case.
所以有时候我们找到法院就不是说我们叫做百分之百的理亏啊。
So just because,
我们都不是百分之百，我们本身是好的。
Just because we bring a law case to the court doesn't mean that we are 100% in the right. Maybe it's half and half.
所以不管怎样，这个第六章告诉我们。
So regardless of what the reason is, the chapter 6 tells us.
圣徒的体统就是信徒之间不应该告到法院。
The tradition of the saint is that amongst believers, we should not bring a law case against each other in the law case. In the court case.
这是当时圣经对当时教会 信徒的一个生活的一个指导。
So this is a guidance of life which the Bible gives us to the believers.
所以当我们用神的话这样来一直来建立我们的观念。
When we use the word of God to establish our concepts.
我们的信仰就好像有一道很高的城墙。
Then our faith would be like being surrounded by a very high wall.
这个世俗就打不进来。
And the worldly currents cannot defeat us.
那如果没有用神的话来建造我们的观念，
if we did not use the word of God to build up our concepts,
模模糊糊世界就会打到我们内心来。
And we are very fuzzy about God's word, then the world can very easily penetrate into us.
就会跑到教会来。
And it will also penetrate into the church.
教会的标准就往下降。
And the church standard will be lower and degraded.
另一句话就是世俗化。
And it will become secularized.
那世俗化，神的同在就会减少。
Once it's secularized, then God's abidance will decrease.
我们的体验就会减少。
And we will no longer experience God.
所以我们要注重圣徒的体统。
So we have to emphasize on the lifestyle and the traditions of the saints.
全世界圣徒的体统应该都是一样。
Throughout anywhere in the world, all the members should share in the same saint traditions.
因为我们是用相同神的话来建立的。
Because we are built up together in the same word of God.
唱诗。
Sing it.
226首。
226。
最后来祷告。
Let's make our concluding prayer.
请我们特别为着下个礼拜的布道会灵恩会来代祷。
Pray especially for the coming week spiritual and evangelical services.
我们在几次的讨论里面，大家都有一次感觉，就是我们要对慕道朋友有更多的关心。
And throughout the various meetings, we have this strong sense that we have to show care and concern over our true seeker friends.
让他们来到教会，好像在家里面。
So when they come to church, they'll feel as if they're at home.
我们先来一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.